Welcome to session 1.4 of the ISReml tutorial, in which we're looking at the next section of the AS file, and that is the part which specifies input files, files that contain data and pedigree and maybe some specific variant structures. So the structure of the AS file has a title line, it has a description of the data variables, then it has this section which specifies the names of the files containing the data, and then in the next session we'll look at the model line. The key thing here with this section is first of all that there is a data file, but before the data file there may be a pedigree file and there may be some variant structure files. Now a pedigree file will be present if a pedigree has been declared for one of the
data fields.
So if there is a variable in the data file which relates to an animal identity for which there is a pedigree, then there must be a pedigree file and its name will be supplied immediately after the data definitions but before the name of the data file. Again, ISReml expects these things in order to interpret the files in the right way. So there's nothing special about the name of the pedigree file that identifies it to ISReml, although it may well have the file extension ped, but it could equally have any other file extension. In specifying file names, there are a couple of rules. First of all, if there are embedded spaces in the file name or indeed in the path name, the file name or path name should be enclosed in quotes, either single quotes or double quotes. You may have the name of the file, or if the file is not in the working directory, then you can have a path name. So it might be in another directory and you might have to say /data/datafile as the path to the data file. The other point is that the names of these files must not be indented, otherwise ISReml will misinterpret what the line means. Thinking first of all about the pedigree file, this is expected and must be present if the exclamation mark P qualifier has been declared on one of the variables, for one of the variables in the data file. Even if that particular variable is not going to be used in the model, if the exclamation mark P is used in its definition, then the pedigree file will be expected. What is a pedigree file? Well, a pedigree file is a file that is organized so that it gives the identity of an individual and the identity of its sire or its male parent or female parent, and then the identity of its dam or other parent. So there are three columns in the file. Now it's important for the processing of this file that individuals be presented in their natural order. In other words, we start with the oldest animals and then come through to the youngest animals. Now it's not actually the day of birth that matters here, but simply that if you have an individual who is used as a sire, then his parents must be specified before he is specified as a sire of another individual. If the data isn't sorted that way, and ISReml will print out a message if it finds that it isn't, then there is a sort qualifier which you can specify, and ISReml will then pre-process this file and sort it and produce a rearranged version of the pedigree file with a .sort extension. And you should use that rearranged version of the file subsequently as the pedigree file, so that it doesn't need to keep resorting the file, of course. So the pedigree file has the identity of an individual, the identity of its sire, the identity of its dam. Now, these identities may be numeric, up to 10 digits, or they may be alphanumeric.
If the parent is not known, it should be specified as a zero.
If they are alphanumeric, then you need to specify the qualifier exclamation mark alpha on the line. So we have in this example mydata.ped. If mydata.ped contained alphanumeric identities, then you would say exclamation mark alpha. And if they're alphanumeric, then they may contain up to 20 characters in the name. So again, this hasn't been devised to handle really long identifiers, but 20 is sufficient for many of the animal pedigrees that have been needed for it. Sometimes plant pedigree labels are much longer than that because the actual pedigree name sometimes incorporates all of the crosses of the pedigree. But the names that are required here will be up to 10 digits or up to 20 characters if exclamation mark alpha is specified. Now the pedigree file might have a heading line if it was prepared in Excel or something and exported as a CSV file, then you would use exclamation mark skip to skip any heading lines that are present. There are several other qualifiers that are possible on this line. Diag will report the inbreeding coefficients in a file ainverse.dia. Exclamation mark give reports the inverse relationship matrix in the form of a general inverse matrix, and we'll talk about those in the next slide. There is an inbred qualifier for processing pedigrees, say cereals, where each generation is assumed to be fully inbred. If the pedigree, instead of having the identity sire and dam, has identity sire and maternal sire, then it's a maternal grandsire model, and you would specify exclamation mark MGS. Normally the pedigree has only one copy of each pedigree in the file, and so if it finds a repeat identity, ASRAML will complain that there is a problem. Now, sometimes you have prepared a pedigree file and you have repeated things and you know that they are there, and you want ASRAML to accept that rather than to complain, so you can use exclamation mark repeat. Then ASRAML will check that the multiple specifications of the pedigree of individuals are consistent. And if they're not consistent, it will give a message to you. In tree pedigrees with open pollinated trees with a degree of selfing, there is an opportunity for a proportion of plants to be specified as selfing. So that if you supply an individual and identify its maternal parent and don't specify its paternal parent, the pedigree relationship will be worked out on the basis of the proportion of selfing expected. So there's some of the qualifiers for the pedigree line. Sometimes in ASRAML we want to use relationship matrices other than that which is generated by the standard pedigree, and the user may provide such a relationship matrix either in its direct form or as an inverted form, and it may depend which is easier to perform or which is more sparse. Now, since ASRAML doesn't know that this file is coming, it is identified by its file extension, so it must be an ASCII format file and it has a particular format. The file extension must be .grm if it is not inverted, and .giv if it is inverted. And if it is not inverted, ASRAML will invert it internally to produce the .giv form, which is what will actually be used in the analysis. Again, these files may be present and not used, their presence identified by the file extension,
and the association of these terms with model terms is specified later. What do these files look like? Well, they may have a heading line, but the key thing is that each line contains three numbers. It is a row number, it is a column number, and then it is a value. So this is a way of specifying a sparse matrix, in that you just specify the cells that are present. It's assumed to be a symmetric matrix, so we just specify the lower triangle, and we needs to be in sorted order. So the first element will be 1 space, a number. The second line of that file might be 2 space 1 space some number. The third line then 2 space 2 space some number. And you progress that way until you get the last line. If there are 50 rows in this matrix, will be 50 space 50 space and the number. But leaving out numbers where the value for that cell is zero, and having it sorted at columns within rows, so that you have all of the row 1, then all of row 2, then all of row 3, and then within rows you have it sorted by column. Again, there might be a heading line which you would skip. So that's the form of the generalized inverse file. Now, every job must contain a data file line, and this line contains the name of the file that contains the data. Again, it may have a skip qualifier to say skip the first line if that line has heading information in it. Normally the data file is an ASCII file, but ASReml can handle binary files of various sorts, and you should look up the manual for instructions about those. Now, this line names the data file. Again, you use quotes if there are embedded blanks in the name or in the path name. The field separators in the file should be tab, space or comma. There's a special case for comma separated files, in that these, as well as being comma separated, might have empty fields. But otherwise, missing values will be specified by either an asterisk, a dot or an NA. The file extension might be ASD or TXT or CSV or something else. If it is a comma separated file, then you can have empty cells being recognised. Otherwise, empty cells will not be recognised, and the data reading will get out of kilter. So if that happens, that will be evident by some of the messages that are printed in the job. But it's important for you to check and validate that the data is produced properly. Some other qualifiers that we have here is you might want on input to select certain rows of data and ignore other rows of data, and that can be done with the filter and select qualifiers. It's important to validate that the data, what the data looks like, and there is a exclamation mark summary qualifier that can be specified, and that will write extra information to the .ass file, and we'll set that as an example or as an exercise for later. On this line and on following lines, there are a large number of qualifiers that may be specified, and these relate to lots of different aspects of running the job. So we have the standard default set of options for running the job, but there are many things that we might want to change. An example of these is that we might want to change the number of iterations that ASReml is allowed to perform. The default is 10, but you might want to set that at 20, or you might want to set it at 1, depending on what your purposes are and what you're doing with the data. The exclamation mark EPS changes the graphics output files from PostScript to EPS. exclamation mark continue, we've addressed before from the another place, but if specified here it says when you're doing this analysis look for a .rsv file, and if you find it, take initial values from it rather than use those supplied in the .as file, on the assumption that this job has already been run and we have solutions to the parameters and we want to start at those current solutions rather than go back to the beginning, and rather than having to manually type those previous results into our .as file. One thing for checking your data is to plot it out, and so you can have multiple lines of the format exclamation mark x and specify an x variable, exclamation mark y and specify a y variable. If these are systematically arranged in the data, then you can say exclamation mark join and you'll get lines plotted rather than just a scatter plot. An exclamation mark g will let you set a grouping variable, so we'll do that as an exercise as well. Other things here, we might have a contrast that we want to calculate among our treatments. We might be doing some prediction of a covariate and want to specify the points at which we want to do the prediction. We might want to predefine a spline term to set the spline, not points. Refer to the documentation for more details on those. Well, one more thing that we'll just look at the moment is the tabulate statement, which will follow the data line. You may have multiple tabulate statements, and they have the general form of the name of a response variable or several response variables, a tilde or this little squiggle character, followed by a list of factors, and it will then just form simple raw tables of means for those variables classified by those factors. Now, if you want more than means, you can get additional statistics. You can get counts, you can get standard deviations within the cells, you can get the range, and if you want all of those things, then you'll specify exclamation mark stats, as in this particular example. Now, in release 1, this statement had to occur after the model line, but in release 2, it can occur before or after the model line. If you're just having a preliminary look at the data, you may in fact not even have a model line at all. As we said, there might be multiple ones of these. So let's just have a break now and try out some of these things in our Zinc example. And there are several things I can suggest that you do. The first one is to put exclamation mark sum on the data line and to look at the .ass file that is produced and review that. Include some plotting commands, include a tabulate command, and have a look at the plots, have a look at the .tab file and see and understand how you've managed to produce those results. So in this way you can explore some of the ideas of validating the data that you have, because if ASReml hasn't got the data in right, or it hasn't read it the way you hoped it would read it, then the analyses that you subsequently do will be wrong as well. Well, over to you.